Tobela. I'm DJ Questo.
And I am the Josh.
And we are sipping the best tea in the city.
On the street.
On the air.
I think the question on everyone's mind, did you meet the man? I mean, this is Soli Muhulu. Hello, Josh. Hello, Questo.
Tobela.
Legaina.
Aroni lega.
Did you meet the man?
Yeah, no, we've done many shows where we were passing by Soli and all the brothers. Many times, even last year was a lot of shows, and yeah, we've been fans of Soli for a long time.
Yeah, I'm sure the passing was devastating.
Yeah, when we heard he was sick, he got sick at a show, Moose, if I'm correct. Then we're just watching the socials for that past week or so, and then yeah, we're like, hey,
damn.
So yeah, then for about a week straight or 2 weeks straight, we're just playing his music straight.
Yeah, just playing.
We don't care.
Yeah, the crowd
don't like it. We like this.
You listen.
Mamela. Every listen we can think of, you know.
I think that's a DJ's job. If someone passes away, your set needs to have that person's song.
Exactly. Exactly.
Like even when Double HP passed away, hey, the hip hop set's got a bit longer all of a sudden. You know what I'm saying?
Same with AKA, Masfila. Mampinta from Big Nas. You know,
yes.
When he passed, that was also a hard hit for me.
What's with this music and you guys?
Josh? Like the thing is, you know, that's what people don't understand. We actually love the music. So it was quite funny back in the day. This is like my personal story.
Yeah.
Like those bangers, you know, the ratchet music.
Yeah.
Like, I still remember when that Cleo song,
yes,
the Amba Nawe came out.
Yeah.
Everyone was trying to play Everybody Rules the World, the house version.
Like,
I was
Cleo,
let's go.
Straight.
Let's go.
Yo. You know, that's the thing we never talk about. How brave you need to be as a DJ to break that song, to make that song work. Because then you give light and bravery to the other DJ to say, oh, we can do that too. Okay.
That's one thing I can say we do a lot of.
Yeah, that's one of our focuses a lot of times is we like, we'll look at the crowd, we're like, we're doing this. We're going. We'll see what happens afterwards.
Yeah.
Like hit first, ask questions later. You know, like, okay. It went down, eh? And then I think we really like to introduce a lot of music, new music. Even not just new music, old songs that people don't.
Your
generation don't know. They don't know these songs.
Give me a song that you dropped in a set and it flopped. You're like, we knew the song will work. You even convinced each other that it will work. And then you realize then you're like, damn, it's not working. And where was it? Because sometimes it depends on the region or the area.
Yeah, it was the area. It was because that song was like a hit at one point. Was that lady who was singing? What was that song again? And it was like everyone was talking about it. It was trending on social media. It was this older lady.
Yeah.
What was that song? And I can't
remember. You're talking about that lady and they just remade the song. They did the song on the song. She was talking, man. It was like, let's say,
It was literally a month that was big. And we dropped, I still remember we dropped it in Rustenburg and everyone kept quiet.
Like, quiet.
Just like there's no ways. Because we just played this thing in Pretoria.
And it was banging.
And it exploded.
Yeah.
And then we played in Rustenburg. They looked at us like, what are you guys doing?
What are you doing? Yeah.
You guys are flopping.
And then, you know, then at that time.
We managed.
And
then
it's funny because at that time you're like, hey, it's not working. Let me do Old Faithful. But this is years ago now. This is no longer Old Faithful. Old Faithful back in the day was DJ Khaled, All I Do Is Win. If you're having trouble, just play that band for us.
Yeah. You have to try and rescue it.
Hey.
But. Happy Heritage Month.
Same to you. Happy Heritage to everyone,
But and I think we need to go back, as much as we may sound like a broken record, there's nothing that brings us together like music.
Yes.
Music.
Right?
Music is like a lot of people say like music's music, you know. There's much more to music.
Oh, yeah.
Especially South African music.
Yeah.
I think, you know, the nice thing is, like, especially with us, is we enjoy music.
Mm.
We don't like compartmentalizing music.
I like that.
You know what I'm saying?
You can't
You can't say this is for this person.
Yeah.
Good music is good music.
Yeah, you know, it hits you.
Especially where we came up with DJing. Like, you'd find in a set, you go from Kwaito to EDM to like old
house commercials,
even commercial house hip hop.
Deep house. And once we'll drop a deep house banger,
yes.
At a certain stage, you'll be like, wait, the crowd's responding, yeah. And it could be main set. And then we're like, okay, let's hit one, two more. Okay, sharp.
Yeah.
And then from there, we're like, okay, cool, let's switch it up. Let's go from the deep house a little bit up and up. Because
they
felt it. But you can also tell, like, they're not going to feel it too long if you start playing too much.
That's right.
Because you can see this at that type of crowd. So
that's right, yeah.
There's no limits in music for us.
But now, your background is both raised Gauteng, but there's one with Durban roots and one in Pretoria roots.
Yeah.
So Questo, you are Durban roots.
Yeah, I was born here in Pretoria.
Yeah.
And then I grew up in KZN, all over KZN.
Yeah.
Madeni, Stanger, Durban North itself, Durban around the areas, the coast.
Why? Is dad a priest?
Yeah, my dad, what a priest. Yeah.
You know how they travel.
Hey, father, where are you now? No. My dad with work and everything and stuff that he did, we traveled.
Mm.
Grew up that side. And then, somehow made my way back to Gauteng.
Mm. Josh?
Oh, no. So I was born in Kempton Park.
Oh.
Yeah.
You're a Ekurhuleni boy.
Yeah, proper Ekurhuleni.
Yeah.
And then I was in Joburg till about, then I went to Polokwane for a year.
Oh.
Then that's when I was doing Bible college.
Is
yeah,
it?
No, yeah, yeah. Then I went.
Umrudi.
Yeah.
Hey, Barna.
Before gig, we sat there. In we are sharp. Modimo once, and we go.
And then,
travel safe.
Yes.
And then I went to. Then I moved to. Relocated Pretoria. That's when I was studying LLB.
Oh.
And before I realized music's my calling.
You dropped out of that too?
No, I got the degree.
Finished. You got?
I finished just to, you know.
I'm going to slap him.
Yeah. No, he was there. He's like, we had gigs and he's telling me, yeah, you need to study. And I'm like, no. So I'd sometimes be studying at gigs. Just because we have exams the next day.
You are here, I think, for me as the right people to introduce us to this subgenre called Lekompo.
Lekompo to the world.
Yeah. Tell me,
Lekompo culture.
Listen, immerse us into this. Introduce us to this sound. What is it?
It's music. It hits you. It makes you. If your knee hurts, your knee's gonna hurt more after. It will make you spend your rent money.
Oh, yeah.
It will make you stay at group even if you have a headache. You know, you'll still stay there. The grandpa can wait. So yeah.
How different is it though from?
It's not really, you know what, to be honest, with Lekompo, it's not that different to other music, you know. It comes from Limpopo.
Mm-hmm.
It's basically, I see it as it's Limpopo music just evolving more and more and more.
Yes.
Because in
Limpopo itself, we saw it Gabo Master KG, we saw that Gabo Makadzi,
Kimunadas.
Yes.
They were doing that whole Bulo vibe house and stuff like that. You got your Double Trouble, Janisto and CK. They used to do like your Moreki type of stuff, Makompo stuff. And I mean, in Limpopo, the music spectrum is big.
It is.
There's different genres in Limpopo. Like a lot.
Yeah.
You know, if you look at your KZN, you've got this and this. But Limpopo has so many different types of sound.
Sure.
It's a beautiful sound. It's a grooving sound.
Is it EDM?
It comes back to groove.
Is it EDM? What is it?
No. I don't think it steps towards EDM. Although all the dance music we do is electronical dance music at the end of the day.
Yeah.
But it's house. I see it's house.
Yes, and you know, just speaking of that house thing, I think because Ama Piano took over so much, and you know what I'm saying? It's like people forgot that house, especially at that BPM.
Upper BPM, because Lekompo went back to your 125s, but it's a bit faster.
It is faster.
It's 127, 128, because...
Yeah, it sounds it, yeah.
It's about those drums, they're going to hit. The groove, the melodies you do in there, if you do it too low, it's not going to sound right. You're not going to feel it.
Yeah.
So, yeah. It's got the house element to it, 100%. And then obviously it's got a bit of like the Bula house, which is more going a bit down on the BPM.
Mm.
And then like the boys have, like a lot of the producers all over, they've evolved it.
Mm.
They took sounds from here, because obviously with the log drum and stuff, it started coming in. It started...
Mm.
And they're doing their own style of log. They're not like just taking piano and saying, no, we're putting it. It's like... And I mean, even now they're mixing the Lonkompo with Maskandi, you know?
Yeah,
sure.
There's some songs coming in where they're taking those riffs from Maskandi and they're blending it with Lonkompo, Muzzle.
Yeah.
What? You know, the guys are doing, it's got to become a dangerous sound.
And you know the nice thing about Lonkompo, we've been having this chat for a while.
Yeah.
When Lonkompo came, it was a certain way.
Okay.
But now it's become its like own thing where everyone is trying their own flavor. It's almost like when, I don't know if you remember when Amapiano started.
That's
like
right.
You could have a set with Amapiano, but it would be different
types.
Sounding.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, everyone had their own flavor. It was exciting. Yeah. It was fresh. And that's where Lonkompo is right now. It's so exciting and fresh.
Yeah, there's a lot of experiment. They can experiment now with like,
Definitely. Yeah, they're definitely experimenting like crazy.
Straight. And I think that thing, Lonkompo is just going to grow and grow and grow.
Would it be... I know the foundation of it, of course, will be sound.
Yeah.
You had said Trill, you have Emo, you have Nkosazana the Daughter, you have all these vocalists.
Yeah.
That when they are on the song, you know there's color. You like it or not, there's already you get goosebumps because there's just this melody.
You just see the title already, you're like, yo.
Yeah.
You know.
You know, all right?
Before you even play.
So in Lonkompo, who?
I think to say Lonkompo, it's like it's a bit harder.
Okay.
Because there's vocalists you'll see on all those like Bulo House and things like and Lonkompo, and you know it's gonna be crazy. Like Makatsi, you know.
Yeah, when you see Makatsi's name on a song, you just know it's a hit.
Yeah.
Regardless.
Karishma.
You've got your Karishma, Shandesh, Janne, Zoli White Smoke, those females are moving. There's other females that's not yet in the big known space, you'll miss Judy.
Yes.
You've got
okay.
We've got another vocalist we did a song with now last week. PK Star.
Yeah.
And this lady's voice. Oh wait, we're gonna send you the song. Don't worry, we're gonna send it. But
wow. Okay.
And,
then,
we have to say Shebe. We can't say the full name obviously because we're in radio.
Oh Shebe, yes.
But you know if that name is there.
Shebe my burner.
Yeah, Shebe my burner. It's fine. You can say it like that. Yeah. But you know if those names are
Lepaka,
on, guaranteed. Like there's so many songs fighting now that we think are gonna be song of the year.
I'm asking you this because. There's a way we listen to music.
Yes.
With our ears.
With our ears, yes. But our eyes first, right? Like you said, the first thing you look out for is like, who's this? Who's in it?
That's true.
Have you found now that maybe those we call my piano mainstream are also now dabbling a bit in Lonkompo? Or would you like to pull a vocalist from that side and say, come this side and because I see your voice fitting here? And who will that be?
We actually were having that chat the other day.
You guys, I was there in the car. Yeah, where you having this chat? I was eavesdropping.
Last night on the way to Polokwane.
Yeah.
Because one of our boys, Rock Solid, is also one of our boys. We work with him. We produce with him sometimes. I see they pushing with Butle from...
What?
And they pushing with her.
She's got an amazing voice.
Yeah, and we're going to approach. We're going to try. We're going to hustle. See if we can get her to come to Lonkompo. Just for one, two songs. See how it goes.
Yeah.
Feel it out.
Yeah. Tell me about Mali.
Mali, we want money, man. Can you send me e-wallet, please? Can you send me e-wallet, man?
If I send you an e-wallet, I need my land back from the two of you.
You know this land thing, there. I ignore it straight because me is not. I'm not there.
Haibo.
I rent. Just leave me. I rent. Okay, everyone, even my TikTok, I rent.
Josh.
Yeah, I talked to this one.
Yeah, no.
You know that Captain Park area has got a lot of farms there.
Hey, too much.
Yeah, I know. He must give us the land.
Who? Yeah.
Who?
You?
Me?
Yeah.
Tembisa boy.
Yeah.
Ah, my bra. Yeah. The only thing I can boast about is that my backyard Boeings are parked there. And Airbuses. That's the only thing I can brag about. The rest, no. It's up to you. You know? Let's talk about Mali.
Okay, so Mali. We've been trying to get Makatsi on a song. And that's what people don't understand. They see Makatsi's on a song. They think it just happened yesterday. We've been asking her
for about 4 years. Four or five years since that Sun City show. Yeah.
Yeah, so about 2021. We've been asking Makatsi to be on a song.
Let's go studio. Sure. Let's go. We're coming. Nah. You know how it goes. And it's been a time. And then it's in about 2-3 weeks ago. It was about 3 weeks ago the song was done.
We got to studio. We found even the boys, Blizz Boy and Blackmouth from the Shigaza Zama 2Ks. Those boys are pushing nicely. We got them there. We also spoke about a song before. We said, chop, let's do it. Makatsi's there, let's do it. And the song came about.
And here it is.
It just grew. Tobela, I'm DJ Questo.
And I am the Josh.
And we are sipping the best tea in the city.
On the street, on the air.
Oh, yeah. Well, forget about the land.
On icon.
Forget fish. About the land. It's about the music.
Rhythms and beats.
But that's the thing about it, that here I am, and inside looking out, I'm like, but for this heritage, who is our principal, call it flag bearer, in terms of making us sit back and enjoy our music, right? And the two of you came up. I was like, you know what? I like how you're always moving with the times and being relevant and part of the culture.
Yes, yes.
Lukombo is not your first thing.
No.
Like you said, you've been DJs, hip-hop, house, you name it, right? Did you dabble in making house? Did you dabble in making my piano? Did you dabble in making what?
I would think just say yes.
Really? No, we've been. Yeah. As the years have passed, we're not going to give our age away here. But yeah.
Well, it's around there 60 years.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah, I know. Yeah,
I'm going to get my Sasa next year, I think. I'll hit it straight. We've done so many projects over the years with sounds, because as versatile DJs, we've always been looking at the sound. So with production and stuff, we're always staying with the sound. It's not going to help us just producing one sound.
Yes, yes.
We have to explore and do everything. So we've done house songs with the likes of, like, we had Zintle and Giri at the time when she was hot, when they with the whole Shamaya days.
Yeah.
We've done some stuff in the Afro-teak. Afro-teak.
Bro, come back. We're not in Cape Town.
We're not in Cape Town. Yeah, sorry.
People still ask us about the Afro-teak. We had songs with Candyman.
Yeah, we did songs with Candyman. So Sports, she was a very good vocalist we had on from Rustenburg's side. We worked with Gym Master Shine. We worked with Afro Brothers when they were still alive.
Mm. So what happened with Afro-teak? Well, did you just drop it, or what happened?
We dropped some projects. There's stuff on Spotify and on the stores and stuff. We dropped projects. We dropped a couple of EPs. We did a song with old Durban Gogo.
Mm. Yeah, where she's singing.
So we
dropped everything. But obviously, what happened was, I think, you know, the pandemic changed a lot of our mindset.
Oh.
Because it was all before the pandemic.
Yeah, yeah.
Like when we were starting to push it heavy. And then when we went on, I think it was that lockdown house party.
Mm. And Shimza.
The first one.
Yeah.
If people can remember that time, 2020. And we were trending all over the country for our set.
Yes.
And it's at that time we realized we can't just be stuck to one genre.
Mm.
So we love moving where it's, you know, we love moving with all sounds.
Yeah,
and
what, yeah.
What makes us feel alive.
Yeah, yeah.
So if you hear that song, you can hear we play some Bulo house. We played Gom. Mm. We even played the Eastern Cape gospel Gom.
Oh, yeah?
We played that
Eastern Cape together.
Yeah, because people don't understand there's different types as well. Then we were doing Ama Piano. We were doing, in that set, we did hip-hop. We did gospel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We even did some Songa.
Yeah, the 2020 lockdown was, our party was, we went.
Yeah.
We know what is COVID there. We said, let's just hit once. We don't know what's tomorrow. let's just hit once. And
actually have a very funny story.
Tell me.
I still remember, we were, the Sunday is, you know, the Sunday we were DJing in Bromfontein.
Okay.
And
we were not DJing anywhere. There was pandemic, guys.
And then we're DJing there, and you can see a block of flats. And what happens is, as President Ramaphosa announces it, literally they start like cheering in the flats, and we're like, "Why are you guys cheering? We all just lost our jobs."
And
it was funny because I still remember they said, "Hey, save your money; it might just get closed." And I was like, "No, we got gigs next weekend. We're fine."
Yeah,
we had gigs. Like we had
the shows were there, but then obviously that week was the
yeah
when the you know people call you like, hey guys, you know what, I got to hold up on this one. Let's see what happens. Let's give it a week. I'm like, yeah, no, let's give it 2 months, 3 months.
Yeah, 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 yeah. And it was four. Then it was five.
Yeah,
it was rough.
But you know, with the music and all that stuff, during the we decided that time, even just after COVID and stuff, we said, let's just drop some project, get stuff out of the way. You know, we can't archive it the whole time.
Yes.
And that's been our motto now for the time. You know, let's make some music. We put it out there. You never know what's where the hit lies.
Exactly.
You can all feel the song in studio. We drop it. People can be like, ah, that's pop, eh?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Like, that's
cast, because it's eh? Either it's way before its time.
Yes.
Or
it's still coming.
Yeah. Or maybe the time it reaches. Sometimes I always say, this is all about luck, eh? Sometimes you drop a song only to drop it at the wrong time.
Yeah.
You're like, how was I supposed to know?
You know? You see, that's the nice key thing about social media. These days you can, because years ago you didn't have that so much where you could go test a song. You used to have to take your song to go play it.
Yes.
To get it out. Now you can test your song and get the feel of what's the pros and cons to the song. And then you know.
Give me from the GOM era, because I see you chose Jezebel here.
Yeah, that was before GOM era though. Jezebel, yeah. That was like your days when Durban House started making its way around 2011, 10, 11, 12. Something.
That's when like I think Durban House was just taking over.
It was coming up. Happy Song came up. We're like,
yes.
Play it.
Love
Remember,
Happy Song.
No one
Lilo
likes was it. Song of the year.
Yeah.
You know, that's how when that album for Professor Ewan, and we're like, hey, this song Lento. We're listening. We're like, let's go play it. You play it. That's exactly the same thing you asked earlier. You play it, the crowd's like, eh. Like,
no.
But next week, guys, play Lento. Let's play it. That's how we did songs. Even I remember with DMB Beat, you know that song?
Mm-hmm.
DMB Beat for Clock?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, that time, I remember we got it. Clock just released it.
Oh, and he's back, by the way.
You know, he's pushing.
Ooh. DJ Clock is back, guys.
And one of our friends, so DJ Collins, he's like, Clock, just send me the song. Let's go to Internet Cafe, download, we burn the CD.
Yeah, burning CDs. Burning CDs.
Then we burn the CD, we go to Groove. I play it. True, Josh is there. Yeah. Let's play this thing. He takes the song because we're playing, that time we were in a duo. We were playing separately. We only became a duo around 2019 when we started.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
But we've been friends all the time. Like, we've been playing our own shows. Own gigs, to own hustles.
Mm-hmm.
To be honest, like Josh was more of like he was in the forefront.
Yeah.
Of like, because he was playing like main clubs.
Is it a height thing?
I think it must be. It must be a height thing, because I couldn't get into Taboo at that time.
And those
type of places, I couldn't get into certain places because I'm even too short. He's playing there. Me, I was just going to Kasi. I was going to Marapiani. I was going to Mums. But we've been there all this time walking the
streets. Yeah,
in 2019, we decided to become the duo because we started covering each other's gigs.
And it actually was like that. We were covering each other's
like
gigs.
Like, he's booked. I go there. It's like people didn't notice that it's a different guy because I think our sets were like, we were just like, we were pushing.
Yeah.
We weren't copying each other, but we had our own feel. He had his own vibe. I had my own vibe.
Yeah. And to make that work.
As a duo, I think that's why it worked. Because we both brought something and we're like.
But do you prep the sets or is it a matter of feeling?
No. You can't prep a set.
Yeah, you can't ever. Because
really?
Remember, the problem with prepping a set is you don't know which crowd you're dealing with. And
Spot on.
Also, what if the DJ before you played all the songs?
Yeah.
What are you going to do?
Even the USBs are in the car now. It's like 35 USBs lying there. Yeah. Ready. We know where the songs are. Genre to genre.
What you say is, again, the other art of DJing that we hardly talk about.
Mm.
And you guys are getting booked more and more. And sometimes you arrive 15 minutes just before your set. Mm. Right?
Yeah, sometimes you arrive 5 minutes late.
That's right. So how do you even know what to play? And even worse, what if you came with a prepped set?
Yeah.
You know? All of those things are dynamics that are at play there, and they can either make or break.
That's true.
So the thing is, we learned long ago, the most important part of being a DJ is you have to read energy and vibe. You have to. You can't. If you go there, and you know, let's take EPOP. EPOP right now is one of the. I'm a piano wise. DJs are playing it. Everyone's dancing along, right?
Mm-hmm.
But most likely, it's been played 4 times already by the time you come. Your first song is that. People are just going to look at you like, bruh, again? You know what I'm saying? And then you can drop it, and then you even look like, nah, this is not working. What do I do now? As a DJ, what do I do now?
And now they wonder why DJs walk around with towels.
Yeah, because they're sweaty.
Not because they're working hard.
No.
The anxiety, the pressure, the stress.
No, as a DJ, you can never be, you can't prep it. It's supposed to come natural, organic. It's supposed to be a passion. It's supposed to be a talent.
Yeah.
If it's, I'm not going to say much on that, but that is supposed to be a talent. Let's leave it there. When
Tobela, I'm DJ Questo.
And I am the Josh.
And we are sipping the best tea in the city.
On the street, on the air.
We're back, the Two White Oaks, Josh and Questo, Heritage.
Yes, what do you want to know?
is it a bright day?
Yeah, I'm Afrikaans. It's going to go, what's gone braai?
I'm going to go in the oven.
He's going to sit in the oven, have a cup of tea and a biscuit.
Oh, wow. But now, and that's the thing, how are you celebrating it? How, without the music, what do you do?
We braai. Like, honestly, we braai.
Like, that's the thing. It's you know, one thing I've always said is it's very weird for a lot of us to, like, say heritage and culture.
Come closer there.
Weird for a lot of us to say heritage and culture because, if you know, traditionally, I wouldn't say I'm part of this culture or that culture. Mm-hmm. Like, my culture is probably, like, when I have to go to heritage, I wear streetwear, you know?
That's the thing.
But what's nice is the whole braai concept. Brings us all together.
That's right.
South Africans.
That's right.
Whether you are this type of person or that type of person, if someone said, let's braai, we braai.
We have actually also influenced or we have exported the braai culture into Lesotho.
Oh, yes? Yeah.
They also have braai day. I think it's around September, if I'm not mistaken.
That's pretty cool.
And it's huge.
That's something new.
It's a huge cultural event. They call it braai day. And that, even tourists, for their tourism, it's a booming day, it's a booming time. And the reason I'm asking this is because we are very colorful people.
Yes.
Right? And you'll see come Wednesday. Right?
Yes.
You'll see just nothing but color. The flowers will all be there.
We've been playing heritage for years now, and it's always beautiful, eh?
And now,
I love it.
And like, now you're on that stage, you're playing.
Yeah.
Where do you go?
You go everywhere.
Or does it depend on the region?
It does depend on the region, but also the people, because you can be in Limpopo and you could find that there's not just Spedia, it's mixed. You've got Zulus, you've got Xhosas, you've got everyone here.
Yeah.
So then you blend them, you make sure you cater for everyone.
Yeah.
And then obviously when you get to certain regions and you realize, like, okay, it's just this, then you stick to that and you make it the best at that moment.
At that moment, yeah.
But also we find that sometimes we also have to see there's a lot of mixed cultures, you know.
True.
You've got a half Tswana, half Zulu.
Yes.
So you still play around with the sounds, you play the music and you make sure.
That's right.
You have to cater. You have to. You can't be one straight line and think, put on my Zulu and I'm just playing Maskandi now. Straight. I love Maskandi.
Oh, I love Maskandi.
Yeah. We've actually done a full Maskandi set.
At a Maskandi fest.
Festival, yeah.
It happened last year, ne?
Yeah, in Springs.
In Springs at, what's the place called?
Zigzag.
Zigzag.
At Zigzag.
They booked us.
They were
this guy was stressing. I was stressing. I was like, I told him, no, Josh, don't worry. We got this. Yeah, we did a whole Maskandi. We even went to a show, Yash and Goma. Played a set.
Yeah,
did a lot of stuff. Maskandi stuff.
For heritage vibes.
Yes, was also for heritage. Last year.
Would you dab into Maskandi, production-wise?
Oh.
Definitely. Yeah, definitely. I think that's something we're gonna do it. We're not thinking about it. We're going to get there. We're going to do it.
Yeah.
We're just going to wait for the right moment.
I played Mali earlier on, and you said it's unreleased.
Yeah.
We're about like Ayona. Is it released?
Unreleased.
Hante, when are we releasing?
Coming now.
When?
We'll send the bird out with the little letter on and then we'll release soon. Very soon.
I think Mali is probably by next week.
By next week, we're pushing Mali out and then we want to try see, because we've got about 10 songs, songs.
That's the problem, you know, when you in studio a lot.
Mm.
You make so many songs, then you fall in love with this one.
Every time you make a song,
it becomes the new hit.
And that becomes the problem.
Exactly.
Because now you're just building this folder, but what's happening? So we're going to try,
like do it properly and be like, you know what, let's just get rid, not get rid,
but sorry, no, but be, rid, but why don't you be like Kelvin Momo, give us 32. Yeah, I
no,
mean,
no, but we also don't want to, we also like don't want to put out an EP album and then some songs get lost. Because sometimes I feel like, because with us, we've got a DJ brand. We've had a DJ brand for many years. Mm. And now we also getting our music brand closer to our DJ brand. Mm. So we want to do it right. Give the songs, want the listeners to listen. If you don't like it, don't go. Mm. If you like it, let's go.
All right. I want to go back home.
Mm, yeah.
Do you still have, do you still have both parents?
No. Mm-mm. So
both of you.
Yeah, we both just have our moms.
Ah. We just have our moms.
What are they saying now?
No. They're still carrying the shambak and shying us. No, I'm joking, I'm joking. They've never done that before. No, look,
Mudar.
My dad passed away in 2020. Ah. Actually the day before we went to shot the lockdown house party.
Is it?
That Sunday.
Oh,
Father's
no.
Day, yeah. He passed away at home with us and then yeah. But when he was still there, with the music that I, with, yeah, with the music
yeah,
with
yeah,
it,
yeah.
He's been 100% supporter.
Never.
100%. Yeah. My mom, 100% support. She's even listening now. Yeah, Ma, Axlifio.
Oh, hello, Ma.
So, yeah, even I had a day job up until about when this year?
No way, that's fresh.
And then I went to my mom because my dad passed away quite recently.
A few months ago.
And then I had to think about it. I was like, what do I want to do for the rest of my life? I love music. So I went to my mom and I said, I need to leave my day job. Like, we need to do this thing full force. And she was 100% supportive.
Because she saw it.
Yeah. Even my dad was like, he'd let shame. You know, bless his heart. Because my mom's English and he's Afrikaans.
Yeah.
So he would even listen to some of the music and be like, yeah, it's lekker, eh? But it's a shame, eh?
He's not understanding, but he's like, but the beat.
Listen, as long as it hits you, as long as it moves.
He's just happy. Like, I think with all parents, they're just happy that you're not just sitting at home doing nothing and speaking like, oh, no, it's going to happen, You know, parents.
But maybe because they can see something reflective of who they are musically.
It must, because even when I was younger in KZN, I used to be a surf bum.
Yeah,
you know, I used to love surfing. I don't want to work.
Yeah.
I don't know, but I don't want this lifestyle. I just want to surf.
Yeah.
You know, but as life went on and I found my passion, and yeah.
Jeez.
I think my parents saw that at the time also, like, no, he's doing something. It's not like I'm coming to them and this, that, you know. Mm.
All right. Questo and Josh, two White Oaks. Make sure you follow them. Be where they are, because you definitely want to be part of that energy. Guys, thank you for coming through. And we wish you nothing but the best. Keep shining. Keep flying this flag quite high. We love the color that it is that you're showing. And Webatla Guy, what is this about?
Shall I do a dance? No, I'm joking.
You can do the dance? Okay.
These old hips can't move.
Oh, yeah.
Shakira said the hips don't lie.
The hips are lying.
These hips are lying. Yeah, you'll find me there sitting next to Moremole there, just chilling. No, it was a collaboration we did in studio with a few artists. Kushi Sings.
She's coming up.
Yeah, okay. She's also a vocalist we're working with. Okay. Very good vocalist. Wow. She's coming up. She's from Rustenburg, if I'm correct.
Yeah.
She's I'm a piano vocalist and that type of vibe, but she's come into Limpopo. Superstar.
Really?
Beautiful voice. When she sings, you just get dreamy.
Yeah.
Straight
on.
Yeah, good voice. You know when vocals...
Why do I get a feeling, Questo, that you are going to Lobola there by Limpopo and you know
no,
where?
No, I've got a beautiful Zulu woman.
Hey, when?
Yeah, this guy, 12 years,
Yeah, 12 years. We're still dating, guys. Let us
date. Ah, you're born like a man.
No. There's no fighting, nothing like that. Hey. No, we're still dating.
You can't just test drive for 12 years, my bro.
Hey, we are dating there. We are still in love.
Josh?
I know, I've got a half Pedi, half Zulu wife.
Hey, bo.
We've been dating, I think, a year and 4 months now.
Yeah. Dating?
Yeah.
Or married?
No, that's still coming.
You said wife.
I call them
wife. Yeah, we call them, it's our wife.
I just have
Where's the Lavola? You see now, the uncle in me is coming out.
You know what the thing is?
Now the thing is, we're learning to navigate this thing because it's no longer, because of the law in this country, it's no longer that thing of just going to pay for the uncles, because now you don't want to end up in community of property.
That's my financial
situation. Yes, the LLB in him is coming out now.
I give this girl everything. We're in love, don't worry.
I just want to be there for the day.
Yeah, no, you must come.
Yeah, you actually need to come because you're a soul DJ now. So
yeah, to serenade you there.
Yeah,
yeah.
Make sure that I make a DJ cry.
Yes.
On his big day.
Bring one tear down, yeah.
Questo, Josh, all the best. Keep shining, brothers.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
The best tea in the city, Monday to Friday, 9 a.m. to midday on Kaya 959.
On the street, on the air.